From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
President Moon Jae-in expects to meet the goal of fully vaccinating 70% of the population earlier than the previous targeted late October. And South Korea's antitrust regulator fines Google over 200 billion won for allegedly forcing smartphone manufacturers to install its mobile operating system. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kolka. U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea Sung Kim said Washington will provide humanitarian aid to the North, regardless of progress in denuclearization efforts. Kim made the remark in a news conference in Tokyo on Tuesday after talks with South Korea's top nuclear negotiator, Do Kyu-dok. He said Washington is ready to cooperate and supports aid for the North's most vulnerable if it meets international standards on accessibility and monitoring. Kim added that Washington will also support inter-Korean humanitarian cooperation projects. Earlier in an introductory remark at a meeting with his South Korean and Japanese counterparts, Kim also said the U.S. has no hostile intent toward the North, adding he hopes it will positively respond to the U.S.'s various proposals on engaging in dialogue. His remarks came amid signs of resumed operation of the North's Yongbyong nuclear reactor and after the North's test launches of a new long-range cruise missile over the weekend. Foreign Minister Chung Woo-young said North Korea's recent test launches of a new long-range cruise missile demonstrate the need to resume dialogue. Jung made the remark on Monday in a news conference held after a 2+2 meeting with South Korea and Australia's foreign and defense ministers in Seoul. The minister said the government, based on its cooperation with the U.S., is analyzing the intent behind the North's latest tests. Meanwhile, the chief of the International Atomic Energy Agency expressed concern over signs of resumed activity at North Korea's Yongbyon nuclear complex, urging the country to abide by its international obligations. Speaking to the IAEA Board of Governors on Monday, Director General Rafael Grossi said that the North's nuclear activities continue to be a cause for serious concern. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi will arrive in South Korea on Tuesday night for a 2-day trip. According to Seoul's foreign ministry, the Chinese top diplomat will hold talks with Foreign Minister Chung Woo-young on Wednesday morning. They are expected to discuss ways to resume dialogue between North Korea and the United States. Attention is being drawn on whether Wang will react to the North's recent missile launch or issue any messages toward the U.S. Amid the accelerated COVID-19 vaccination program, President Moon Jae-in expected 70% of the population to complete vaccinations earlier than the previously targeted late October. At a cabinet meeting on Tuesday, Moon attributed the acceleration to the general public's active participation, the government's push to expand the vaccine supply, and medical professionals' hard work. The president said through extended vaccine eligibility, the country will step closer to having 80% of the population and 90% of adults fully vaccinated. He emphasized that the country is set to become one of the safest places in the world against COVID-19, having some of the lowest infection and fatality rates in the OECD and a rapidly rising vaccination rate. According to the State Vaccine Task Force Tuesday, South Korea has outpaced both the U.S. and Japan with its first-shot COVID-19 vaccination rate at 16.6%, standing at a similar level with major European countries. Nearly 1,500 COVID-19 cases were reported on Tuesday, adding more than 1,000 cases for the 70th consecutive day. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said on Tuesday that 1,497 new cases were confirmed throughout Monday, raising the total caseload to 275,910. The daily tally rose by 64 from the previous day and remained in the 1,400 range for the second day. The country's antitrust regulator fined global tech giant Google over 200 billion won for allegedly forcing smartphone manufacturers to install its mobile operating system. The Fair Trade Commission announced the 207.4 billion won fine on Tuesday, saying Google restricted competition in the global mobile OS market and undermined innovation in other smart device systems. The regulator also ordered corrective action for abusive acts committed by the company and its Asia-Pacific and South Korean branches regarding market dominance and unfair practices. Since 2016, the FTC had investigated allegations that Google required smartphone manufacturers to sign an anti-fragmentation agreement when signing contracts on App Store licenses and early access to its operating system. The nation's antitrust regulator has launched an investigation into local internet giant Kakao Corporation and its founder, Kim Bom-su, for allegedly violating the principle of separating industrial and financial capital. According to industry sources on Monday, the Fair Trade Commission last week conducted an on-site inspection at Kakao, as well as K-Cube Holdings, shares of which are wholly owned by the Kakao chief. After wrapping up its investigation, the FTC is expected to decide on sanctions against Kakao and Kim within the year. Samsung Group has forged a partnership with the government, pledging to create 30,000 new jobs for young people over the next 3 years. The announcement came at a partnership event on Tuesday with Samsung Group and the Prime Minister's Office on the government's Youth Job and Education Support Program known as Youth Hope On. It was the first public appearance by the group's de facto leader, Lee Jae-yong, since he was released from prison on parole last month. President Moon Jae-in awarded K-pop boy band BTS with certificates of appointment as his special envoy for public diplomacy. According to the presidential office on Tuesday, the seven-member group will begin duty as the special presidential envoy for future generations and culture by attending the United Nations General Assembly in New York next week. The group will attend the second annual meeting of the Sustainable Development Goals Moment of the Decade of Action convened by the UN Secretary General on Monday. Moon also plans to attend. Under the theme of COVID-19 recovery, BTS is scheduled to give a speech calling for efforts to overcome global crises and achieve a sustainable recovery. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 20.97 points, or 0.67% on Tuesday, closing the day at 3,148.83. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also rose, gaining 11.40 points, or 1.11%, to close at 1,037.74. On the foreign exchange, the local currency strengthened 5.2 won against the dollar, ending the day at 1,170.8 won. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka.